the day that Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem has been coined Palm Sunday. Did you know that Palm Sunday was actually the second triumphal entrance of Jesus? Years prior to Palm Sunday, Jesus made his triumphal entry to earth. We can look at the triumphal entry from a lot of different perspectives. I heard a preacher one time preach a sermon about the entry of Jesus from the perspective of the donkey. But I'd like to present it from a different angle today. I want to present the triumphal entry from the viewpoint of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Jesus is in the limelight on both of these occasions. And you couldn't help but wonder what Mary or any other mother would be thinking as she sees her child. For some reason, I don't know what, but for some reason, I thought of Daniel's mother when I started to write this sermon. Daniel and Dana sang professionally for a number of years, and Daniel's mother probably attended 99% of the concerts that they did. And I recall at one of the meetings that someone went up to Ms. Alford and was talking to her. And not only did I hear it, but Daniel's sisters heard it. Ms. Alford says, "That's my boy." So for years after that, Daniel was referred to as Mama's boy. So I could just see Mary, the mother of Jesus, at that first triumphal entry, whenever Jesus is laying there, wrapped in rags, on a pile of hay. But that didn't stop Mary. She says, "That's my boy. That's my son." She was proud. He was surrounded by barnyard animals. His first visitors on this occasion was shepherds or a carpenter, Joseph. They were all there. He was not greeted with royalty. Our deliverer came into his creation, into what he had created. He stepped foot on earth, the earth that he had created as a human. The animals and the shepherds and the angels, they all knew who Jesus was, but his own people from his own town did not recognize that this was the Messiah. As visitors came, you can imagine Mary, as she said, "This is my boy. I'm proud of my boy." Whenever I get a chance to show Christian and Ellie to people, "This is my great-grandson. This is my great-granddaughter. I'm proud." Mary was proud. Jesus' entry to earth deserved better. It deserved to be celebrated with parades and festivals and feasts, but yet it wasn't. He deserved to be clothed in the finest of silk, but instead he was wrapped in rags and laid in a bed of hay. But that didn't stop Mary. Mary says, "That's my boy." Jesus was the incarnate Savior. He was among them. He had stepped out of heaven and placed himself within this divine creation. His creation. He was born here. He lived here. He breathed our air, the same air that we breathe. He ate the same foods. And he walked beside the people and with them, just as he does with us today. The Son of God had become a man. Mary had a lot of occasions over the next 30 years to tell people about her boy. At age 12, when Jesus stayed behind when they went to the temple, and Mary walked for miles to find her boy. And she found him in the temple. And he says, "Must I not be about my Father's business? I've got to do what my Heavenly Father has commanded me to do." In John chapter 2, we see Jesus at the wedding in Cana. And Mary told the people, I can just hear her now, she says, "Now this is my boy. You do what he tells you to do." And we read on to see how that Jesus turned the water into wine. Mary and Joseph both knew that Jesus was no ordinary child. He was the Son of God. Can you imagine? We look at kids today. He's just an ordinary kid. A child will be a child. But Jesus was no ordinary child. He was the Son of the living God. We don't hear a lot about Joseph, but we hear a lot about Mary. And just like Ms. Alford was, wherever Daniel was, Ms. Alford wasn't far behind. She was right there. That was her boy. And I imagine that she was sitting on the hillside when Jesus blessed the bread and the fishes and he fed the 5,000. And then at a later time when he fed the 4,000, Mary was there. She had some of those fish, that fish fry, because her boy was there. And that brings us up to the point of Jesus' triumphal entry number 2. In Luke, the 19th chapter, we see Jesus telling his disciples to go ahead, go on into the town. It was a city near the Mount of Olives. And you'll find a colt tied to a tree there. This colt has never been ridden. Take him and bring him back to me. And when they brought it to Jesus, after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, the people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. And as he was now approaching the path down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds and the power that they had seen Jesus do, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and earth. Glory to God in the highest heaven." Why did they shout? Why did they shout and why did they praise God? Because Jesus had given them hope. Jesus is giving us hope today. He had performed miracle after miracle, and he had answered prayers throughout the entire region, all of the towns and villages. Everybody knew about the grace of this risen Savior. The message of Jesus Christ was peace and forgiveness. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred by the shouts of his followers. The people who didn't know him asked, "Who is this man? Who is he?" Mary couldn't pipe up and say, "That's my boy," because Jesus was in the limelight. This was Jesus' time. This was a time between him and his Heavenly Father. She could have said, "This is my boy." But she didn't. Jesus' role right now as the Son of God was the most important thing. In Luke chapter 19, verse 48 says, that after his entry into Jerusalem, he taught in the temple, and all of the people hung on to every word. They were spellbound by what they heard. Today, Palm Sunday shines. Not because of palm branches, not because of what the people did, but because of Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday today is a prophetic picture of the spiritual awakening that Jesus Christ desires to bring into all of our communities, into the community here around Bethel, into the city of Tallahassee. Jesus is wanting to bring an awakening, a revival to us. He wants us to realize that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every revival that has ever been has been a partial fulfillment of the promise of Palm Sunday. As Holy Week begins with Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the colt, he doesn't come into town as a conquering king who seeks to oppress people, but instead he comes as the humble Savior who wants to set his people free. He doesn't come with a massive, humongous army, but instead he comes with followers and disciples who praise God, who lift their hands, who lift their voices, praising God for the Messiah. Yet even now, this Messiah, this humble man from Galilee, is being rejected. You may not realize it, but there will be a third triumphal entry. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16, Revelation 19, 11 through 16. Then I saw heaven opened, and there was a white horse, and its rider is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name inscribed that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dripped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies of heaven, wearing fine linens and white and pure, are following him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress with the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Three triumphal entries. Three times Jesus Christ is magnified and ushered in to us as the Messiah, the Son of God, and the Savior of all. The first two entries let us know that our Savior has come. And we who receive this meek King will become children of God. Children not born from natural descent nor human decision, but born of Almighty God. If we receive this King who was crucified, we will have salvation. We will have eternal life. As we think about the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, let us purpose in our hearts today to be prepared for this third triumphal entry. In his second entry, Jesus came riding a colt. In his re-entry, he will be riding a great white horse. In the second entry, he came alone. In the third entry, he will come with saints and angels. In the second entry, he wore a crown of thorns. In his re-entry, he will wear a crown with many diadems. He was called the King of the Jews. But on his re-entry, he will be the King of Kings. On his second entry, He didn't have any money to pay his taxes. But now he owns everything. He was mocked and he was jeered. When he makes that third triumphal entry, people will fear and tremble. On that second entry, he came as a man. But on his re-entry, he will come as God. He was meek and lowly, but he will come back, people, in power and in glory. On that second entry, his hands were pierced by nails. But when he comes back again, he will come with an iron rod in his hand. He was hung on a cross. But when he comes back, he's going to sit on a throne. He was judged in Pilate's hall. But when he comes back, he will be the judge. He was a lamb that was offered as a sacrifice. But when he comes back, he will be the lion of the tribe of Judah. We have a lot to be thankful for today. We are looking today for that re-entry, for his coming back that third time to judge his people. Are you ready today? That's what Palm Sunday is all about, to celebrate Jesus coming and Jesus coming back. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, our hearts are filled to the brim with joy because we know that one day you're going to step out on the clouds of heaven. You will have that rod of iron in your hand. You will be on that white horse and you will call for your children who are alive to come. Come on up, Karen. Your work is finished. He's calling to all of us today to follow him. And Lord, we're so thankful that we can hear the voice of our Savior speaking to our hearts today. We ask, Father, for forgiveness of our sins. Father, may your Spirit fill our hearts and our lives, and may we ever be drawn closer to you. And may we always remember the true meaning of Palm Sunday and be ready for your next triumphal entry. Amen.